that makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything. Welcome back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google stores, download our app, or even easier, sit in your chair and just say, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And after that, you can say, Alexa, play Devil Radio and carry your favorite shows with you 24/7. While you're at it, click on our link. It says support Devil Radio. We put it up because a lot of our listeners wanted it, asked for it. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts that go out every day in this state, attacking our elections, attacking democracy, saying it for Trump and Voss and Gableman and everybody else. Devil Radio is the strongest, toughest voice against that. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. One disturbing event that I really have got to comment on, there's a group called the Council on American Islamic Relations, and they have a person named Zahra Ballou, who is the on their executive board is the director of their San Francisco office. She was a board member of the Women's March, She was thrown out of it for anti-Semitic statements. Well, she went off just the other day. She's the executive director in San Francisco. And she attacked all Jewish, as she put it, and Zionist organizations as being part of a conspiracy behind Islamophobia. And she blasted, quote, polite Zionists, but she blasted the Anti-Defamation League, very, very well-respected anti-racist group in this country. Jonathan Greenblatt, their executive director, very well-respected individual. And she also warned about the ADL, the Jewish Federation, the Hillel chapters, the college kids on campuses, what she called Zionist synagogues. And she said, everybody who advocates for a two-state solution in the Middle East. Well, I advocate for a two-state solution in the Middle East and everybody else too, because Israel and the Palestinians each deserve to live productive lives. A one-state solution in her mind is the elimination of the state of Israel. A strong ally of the United States, a democratic country with some very fine people, just as Palestinians are very fine people. This kind of, and sadly, CARE, it's called, the Council for the American Islamic Relations, came out supporting her. This is wrong. This is very, very wrong. The fact is that the ADL, you know, Hillel, the Jewish Federation, all of these organizations have been at the forefront of civil rights, fighting for civil rights, fighting for rights of minorities, and they have for 100 years, or more than 100 years, many of them. Some great contributors to historically black colleges. This kind of poison should not be let in the United States. And what happened, what's going to have to happen in the Islamic community is forming an organization that's totally different with different people, that just takes its place in American society the way the ADL does, the way the Jewish Federation does, and the way Hillel does, and just say, look, we believe in the separation of church and state. We do not believe in hate. We believe in working with our fellow people in this country. We do not believe in jihad. We do not believe in forcibly converting or exterminating our host population. And we are going to come into the 21st century. That has to be done, and it's not being done. Absolutely wrong of CARE to endorse this individual, Zahra Ballou. They should have fired Zahra Ballou. They should have fired her on the spot for saying something like that. In the long run, it degrades American society as we get more and more immigrants here. If we bring in people who are unassimilable and are spreading that kind of hate, it's going to hurt this country badly going forward. Okay, an event in Georgia, an unbelievable event. You know, what I'm amazed is there aren't more criminal prosecutions about what I'm about to describe. I told you in a previous segment that there were two women down there, a mother and a daughter, who worked as poll workers. And they were threatened by Trump. There was some video, they were counting votes. And it was perfectly fine, but they're African-American. And so Trump went on and on, even in his call with Raffensperger, where he tried to extort Raffensperger to forge votes. He cited these people by name. And what happened was they got death threats, and the FBI told them they had to leave their business and house and go hide. And they did for 2 months. And their business was they'd buy leather and they'd make purses. They didn't make a lot of money, these poor women. Well, it turns out this is an unbelievable story, an unbelievable story. Kanye West, you know Kanye West, he was a Trump supporter, and he ran for president briefly, tried to get on the ballot in Wisconsin. They threw him off. Brian Hagedorn was the fourth vote to throw him off. It was exactly right. Kanye West had not done what was necessary to get on the ballot. He sent his publicist, a woman, to their house in Georgia. And she went and threatened them that they had to falsely state that the election had been tampered with. And if they didn't do it, they might get hurt. They might get hurt. They'd already had death threats. They already had death threats. Rudy Giuliani said publicly that in addition to counting ballots, they'd passed out dope. That was false. Somebody's got to sue Rudy Giuliani for libel. Somebody's got to sue Trump for libel. Oh, they already have. Well, they should sue him again. Sue him more. Raffensperger, the Republican Secretary of State, said there's nothing wrong with the vote from that county. Well, what happened is this woman, this publicist, who was a smooth talker, said that she wanted to protect them because, quote, somebody in their family would be hurt in 48 hours if they didn't do it. That's extortion. That's extortion. You know what the woman said? This is she is so magnificent. The woman said, "The devil is a liar," and walked out, and she called the police. The police came, and they took them all down to the station, and they continued to try to work on her. Not the police. They put her in a room, and Kanye West's publicist tried to work on him. And she got on a speakerphone with a male voice who said that, "I have the powers to protect you. I have the powers to protect you." Now, in Georgia, if you're an African-American woman and her daughter, you make your living buying leather and making purses, and you are a poll worker and you're counting votes, and Giuliani says you're passing out dope, Trump says you committed fraud, tries to extort Raffensperger, you get death threats. The FBI says you have to leave your house and you can't run your business because you did it out of your house. You can't be there. You're gone for 2 months. And Kanye West sends his publicist to say that they may get hurt if they don't say there was fraud. And the woman said there wasn't any fraud. Well, you may get hurt, and they get on a speakerphone with an authoritative male voice, says, "I have the power to protect you." This woman has the guts to say the devil is a liar and walks out. I'll tell you something. If you are in a racial minority in a state with a long history of violence against racial minorities, and you get this kind of pressure, it is a miracle that she had the courage, that she had the presence of mind, the gumption, really the leadership ability to say, "Get out of here." She's taken down to the police station. This deserves criminal prosecution. How many times do I have to say it? This requires criminal prosecution. This was a federal presidential election. You don't leave it up to the local good old boy. This requires federal prosecution. Merrick Garland cannot continue just to bring lawsuits about things like racial gerrymandering. Yes, that's important. He should do that as part of it. But there's something more going on here. There are threats, direct threats. Direct threats to poll workers and little guys, people without a lot of money. They can't afford a lawyer. The police may be stacked against them. They've got to be protected. They've got to be protected. And right now, they're not being protected. So that's got to be on everybody's radar. That's everybody's radar. This woman is magnificent. She stood tall. She sat there and she said, "The devil is a liar." She would not lie, even though she was told that there would be harm to somebody in her family in 48 hours. And even though they put her on a speakerphone with an undisclosed male voice who said he had the power to protect her. He had the power to protect her. This is beyond disgusting. This is criminal. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, you're hitting that right out of the park today with that comment. I mean, they have to nail these people. All these threats need to be addressed criminally. I mean, that I don't, you know, that that each and every one of them. I mean, these people stand up and shout at a school board meeting and say, you know, I know where you live and all this kind of stuff. No, the cops need to arrest those people. They need to know what the inside of a jail cell looks like. They need to know what they need to know that there's going to be consequences for this kind of behavior, because this is the kind of crap that went on, has gone on for too long. It went on for too long in this country and needs to be, and now they're trying to resurrect it. I mean, all these voter suppression laws that, all these smirking Republicans now that are passing all these laws, I mean, that they're, you know, they're as bad as the guys in the white hoods. There's as bad as it's just horrible. I mean, it is just out and out horrible, and these people need to face the consequences. Kanye West's spokesperson, or whatever the heck she was, should be arrested immediately. Kanye West should be assumed that he ordered her to do that, and he should be arrested and just say, nope, you're going to go to jail. Pure and simple, you're going to jail. And these people whining about the FBI investigating all these good, honest folks that are just trying to, you know, they're just expressing their opinion, trying to protect their children. You don't protect your children by making threats like that. That it is just, it's out of bounds, and these people just need to finally see there's going to be consequences, and it's got to be
right.
The federal government.
You know what I love about the courage of this woman? You know, think about everybody you know. If you were in an area where your tribe or race were disfavored and you're threatened with harm in 48 hours, and a guy says, I can, and you have the guts to get up and say the devil is a liar and walk out, and you had no income for 2 months because you're a poll worker, this is wrong. Listen, do not hang up. We're going to a break, quick break. We'll be back. Absolutely don't hang up. I'll get back to the lines right after the break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. No, no, no.